From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says he'll know fairly soon whether his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is on track for next month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Yesterday, the president said there's a very substantial chance the meeting will not happen on June 12th as planned. Today,
someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th.
Saying he will know next week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo earlier told a House panel he's very hopeful the meeting takes place.
That decision will ultimately be up to Chairman Kim.
If it does, Pompeo's also hopeful the president can convince Kim to give up his nuclear weapons, and the U.S. will be ready to walk away if the right deal's not on the table. Sagar Magani at the White House.
After initially being told they couldn't enter the country, eight South Korean journalists arrived in North Korea Wednesday to observe the dismantling of the North's nuclear test site. VOA's Pernell Murdoch reports.
The eight journalists included four from a television network and four from a newswire service. They flew directly to Wonsan aboard a military plane. North Korea announced recently it would demolish the Punggye-ri site as a goodwill gesture ahead of the planned June 12th summit between leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. The Punggye-ri site is where North Korea has conducted all six of its nuclear tests. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Depending on weather conditions, the test site is scheduled to be dismantled between Wednesday and Friday. A U.S. government employee in southern China has reported abnormal sensations of sound and pressure, according to the State Department on Wednesday. The department has now issued a health alert for American citizens in China. This is VOA News. The United States has disinvited China from a major international maritime exercise. The Pentagon says China's, quote, destabilizing behavior in the South China Sea is inconsistent with the principles of the U.S.-led drill. China has taken part in the exercise since 2014. Health officials in Nigeria say 12 people have died from cholera in recent days. More than 100 people have been sickened. The outbreak is happening in the Mubi district in the northeastern state of Adamawa. The Kilauea volcano in Hawaii continues to erupt. Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno.
Activity continues as at a high level. There's a lot of lava being erupted from these fissures. A lot of flows being produced. We've got staff monitoring, you know, all the fissures on the ground. Aerial assets as well.
Governor David Ige said production wells at a geothermal plant under threat by lava have now been plugged to prevent toxic gases from seeping out. Award-winning American novelist Philip Roth has died. He was 85. Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
Prize-winning novelist Philip Roth died last night. His literary agent said he died of congestive heart failure. Roth wrote more than 25 books. He was among the greatest writers never to win the Nobel Prize. I'm Shirley Smith.
Roth received virtually every other literary honor, however, including two National Book Awards, two National Book Critics Circle Prizes, and in 1998, Roth won the Pulitzer Prize for the novel American Pastoral. And now these news briefs. A federal judge has ruled that President Trump cannot block his critics on Twitter without violating the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Italy's president has given political newcomer Giuseppe Conte the opportunity to try to form Western Europe's first populist government. Owners of National Football League teams have approved a policy allowing players to stay in the locker room for the playing of the national anthem, but they must stand if they are on the field when the anthem is being played. And thousands of unionized Las Vegas casino hotel workers have voted to authorize a strike at any time starting June 1st. Top story of the hour, President Trump said Wednesday the U.S. will know by next week whether a summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will take place June 12th in Singapore as scheduled. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz.
That's the latest world news from VOA.